Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Lavana AMA, marketing in a bear market. Let's take a listen.
Well, hello, everyone. We'll be opening up soon. Let's just wait a few more minutes to allow more people to pile in before we start. What's up, Nina? If I can get just a couple of like high fives or whatever, you guys hear me?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
All right. So, yeah. Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Lavana AMA. I am your host, Jacob, and we have Jonathan, the big brain, the one and only, here to answer your questions for this AMA. We do have a list of pre-written questions, 12 to be in total, which Jonathan will address one by one. And really, the idea is to make sure that we answer all of the important questions that the community and the mods have brought forth to us. And of course, as always, questions will be open in the Discord and on chat, and then anyone will be welcome to come up and ask their questions in person. And with that, Jonathan, feel free to begin.
Okay, thanks everybody. I can't find my headphones, so I'm just talking on speakerphone. Hopefully the audio comes out okay, but it sounds like everybody can hear me. And thanks for everybody who listened to the last AMA. I know that it was a long one. It was about, our goal was to make it around half an hour long, and we ended up making it around 2 hours long, which was not, we just kind of ran away with it. And so this time, we will work harder to make it concise. And thanks everybody that wrote in your questions from the get-go. And thanks every, thanks for everybody from the Lavana team for putting everything together. So we are, I'm gonna give a couple different updates. The first update is that we are almost done building the cave, which is the prerequisite for minting NFTs on Juno. So the cave is currently in development. It should be available soon. We're targeting a 1 week time frame for when that will be live. You know as well as I do that things with R&D sometimes take longer than expected. So whether it's a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks, we're making good progress, and we'll make sure that everything is tested and up and running. And at that point, the we'll have signups where you'll go into your cave. You'll connect your Dragon wallet. You will be able to verify the NFTs that will be minted onto Juno. The exact user experience of that will out over the next week, so you know what to expect. And then there will be roughly a 1 month time, a warp window, where anyone who registered a Dragon wallet will be able to connect a Kepler wallet or other Cosmos wallet that generates a Juno public address. You'll be able to verify that you own that Juno address. You'll be able to connect it to your Dragon wallet. And then you will be, and then once the minting happens, which will be a batched mint, then you'll receive your Lavana NFTs on Juno. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we're really encouraging a mix and cross-pollination between the Juno and the Lavana communities. We have an official links channel on Discord that has Juno Discord links for our community to check out. So I highly recommend that you spend some time in the Juno Discord and get to know some of the vibrant community that they've developed there. It really is impressive. And then also, if you are listening from the Juno community, you should know that we just posted a form where we're gauging interest in how many people would be interested in having a faction war built and run on Juno. So that's we've gotten a lot of responses. You know, we posted it not too long ago. We've had about 1,000 I think at this point, a couple thousand people that have filled it out, that have shared their Juno address. So if we do end up with a faction war on Juno, it will start out with a talisman airdrop. So if you register, and it's free to register, all you have to do is just put your information in this Google form. Then we'll obviously do some filtering for bots, as we always do before doing any type of airdrop. But then you would be eligible to receive a random airdrop talisman of one of the four factions. We haven't decided in terms of visuals or how it would compare to the originals, or if it would be more similar to the punk talismans or, you know, some of the other talismans that we created. But right now, we're just getting feedback. There's also a paragraph area of the form submission where you can just share your thoughts. So we really want to make sure that we build something that is interesting and appealing to the community. So have your voice heard by filling that out. So that's the second point that I wanted to address. And we've started creating a series of tutorials, which will be released initially on Discord, and then we'll put them on our blog and on Twitter, which has detailed instructions on installing a Kepler wallet and how to fund actually your Juno account, and then what are some interesting applications to start playing with on Juno, and just various tools to help people get more familiar with how to get up and running with Juno, and make sure that by the time that we have more things to interact with on Juno, that you'll be familiar with it. So those are the main things that I wanted to share. And then I have here about a dozen questions that came from the community. So what's the plans for the NFTs that were left behind? So the we gave, I think it was about a 5-week window on Terra as Terra Classic was collapsing. Oh, I found my headphones. I'm not going to put them on because who knows how long that will take to get them to work. So we don't. We gave about a 5-week window from when Terra collapsed to, or maybe it was 4-week window, till when we closed the creation of a Dragon wallet, and when we took the snapshot of what assets were up to date in the game, and only up-to-date assets were scheduled to be moved over. We were very communicative about that. We did a large-scale marketing campaign. And so for the assets that are at previous stages of any type of GameFi experience or integration, future integration with the DAO, future integration with any other products that we come out with. So those will exist in your Terra Classic wallet. Those are yours. And you'll be able to enjoy them visually, or you'll be able to transfer them, anything that you can do on Terra Classic, but they won't be compatible with future experiences that that we create. Now, a lot of our interaction with Juno is experimental. You know, one of the reasons that we picked Juno is because it's such a great test bed or toy box to play box? I don't know what the term is, to experiment in within the Cosmos space. So based on user feedback, identify the interest in future minting events. And the goal is that anything that wasn't up to date or migrated over through a Dragon wallet or warped over could then potentially have a new life in terms of existing and being made up to date within Juno. So again, it will. Right now, there's no immediate plan for it. We're just moving forward, but we do anticipate that, given enough community enthusiasm, that we will figure out a way to make whole the collections on Juno through some type of a new NFT drop or redropping old NFTs that didn't successfully migrate over. But to be clear, those would be then available for anybody to grab. They wouldn't be the new assets, like, for example, any dragons that didn't make it over. So then those would be new dragons that could be distributed to new players that were up to date in the community.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So we go to number two.
Yeah.
So I can read the question so we can create like a rhythm in that
sure.
sense.
That sounds great.
All right. So, is there a plan to revisit Lavana, the Lavana game, following the loss of the treasury? So are we going to make the big capital G game?
So we actually had a great, I don't know about big or little or medium. We actually had a great call with the Passage team earlier this week, because they're also building a game. And so we discussed a lot of strategy and budgeting and NFT integration. And so it was a good call. That we're super impressed with that team. We'd love to explore ways to synergize within the GameFi or DeFi-tainment space. So the interest is there from the Lavana team, and losing the funding for it was a huge blow, but we, as long as we are successful and as long as we survive and we make it through this this bear market or crypto winter, however you want to call it, then the vision itself hasn't changed. I don't believe that anything, while the economics have obviously changed and economics or budget impacts a huge amount the ability to execute, our desire or our views of what ultimately will be massively successful in the space has not changed. So, you know, we are toy makers and game lovers by heart. Our long-term vision remains the same, you know, but we've come to terms with the reality that the current funding and market conditions make it just not the right time to invest resources in a project that might not, you know, that could take multiple years to execute. We hope to be able to work on building games, including a large scale game, but we don't know if or when we'll be able to continue that. And one of the things that we want to continue to do, regardless of whatever our immediate roadmap is be transparent and forthcoming with our community, because that's part of our core values.
Awesome. So number three, is there anything that the community can do to help it come to fruition? So anything that the community can help. I think that means with a big capital G game.
I think also it's the same with any type of GameFi experience. For example, if the Juno community is not super pumped about a faction war, so then we would not build a faction war. If they were not super pumped about even like individual games, like let's say Malus Chasma, then we wouldn't do that. We want our goal is to delight, inspire, and surprise. So it's important that you read the room and do a temperature check before doing any of that. So I would say that the people that are listening, the best way that you can help promote the vision of Lavana is to get involved with the Juno community and excite them to get them to be excited about participating in experiences that Lavana would create.
Right. Awesome. That makes sense. Number four, is there any risk that investors could decide to stop funding projects? So that question is, can our investors stop us from decide to stop funding us?
Well, I wouldn't use the term stop funding, but the contributors, like the VCs that really kickstarted this, and and we're also a Delphi project, so we're incubated by Delphi. So the all of these backers, it's really critical that we maintain their support alongside with the community support. But at the end of the day, it's very important for us. So we have an amazing relationship with our backers, and they continue to support us, and we continue to value their opinion about what direction that we should take the project. So I wouldn't say, is there any risk? Absolutely. I mean, there's always a risk with an early stage project like this. And nobody wants to be in a position where their early backers or their incubators have abandoned them. But at the same time, we want to continue to push forward and to be exploratory and to have fun and to stay true to our core values. And I think most of the feedback that we're hearing is a matter of timing as to should we just focus on DeFi right now and get a perps product out and have that be successful? Should we delay the DeFi products until the market recovers and just focus on GameFi? Should we just minimize our team even more? To like a skeleton crew, and then just wait out the winter. So these are the types of tough conversations that are important to have, and we continue to have, and we continue just to be incredibly honored to have such supportive people around the table that really believe in everything that we're doing, and we'll make sure to keep them to keep the line of communication and the sentiment high, to ensure that we have the best chance for success in whatever it is that we do.
Well, this leads up perfectly for question number 5, which is, are you going to cut me to shave the fat? I'm kidding. Most of the Lavana community have almost no interest in perp swaps. We are here for NFT gaming asset and scholarship. Can we find new strategic partners that help us fund the game separate from groups?
So that's what we've been doing for the past 2 months. And it is it's challenging to bring on new supporters before there's clarity as to what's happening in the short term of the market. So we've spoken to some great people that have funded projects like this in the past and are interested in future funding, but given the current market sentiment, it's unlikely that anybody is going to move within a time frame that's really relevant to make a big difference. We have to take the resources that we have to date, and then we also have to just recognize that the NFT market has contracted roughly 98% since the highs. In the past 2 months, there's a lot of long-term belief in the success of NFT and gaming, and then using that as a massive onboarding. But there's also conservatism around high-risk projects such as Lavana, it's all about in real estate. It's all about location, and in consumer marketing of software projects, it's really all about timing. If you had tried to build Uber a few years too early, or you tried to build Facebook a few years too early, it would have been very challenging for them to make the massive amount of success that they ended up achieving. And we saw that with, Friendster, and we saw that with MySpace and other things.
And on that note, location, 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 timing, timing, timing. We're at number 6, which is the halfway point for this AMA. And we're doing record timing. I'm proud of all of us here. And then once we finish, again, we get to 12, we'll open up to questions. I see my friend Grit is here. Grit, we'll just want to get through 12 and then we'll open up, okay? So number 6 is many people bought Dust to add to Spirit Level to their dragons. If customization has been canceled, will we be able to add that to our dragons?
In terms of customizing the dragons, we're trying to figure out the best way to bring the dragons to market as quickly as possible. We had a rather robust and grandiose vision as to how the dragons can be customized. What we've discussed internally and with a lot of community feedback is that even if they're not initially launched with customization, there's a few things that can happen. One is that dust can still be eaten by your dragon, so it can absorb whatever skills or attributes that was found within the dust, and then that can be applied at a later date. Or two, that even if this isn't imbibed by the dragons initially, at a later date after hatching, customization and other interactions between dust and dragons could be enabled. So I wouldn't use the term that it's been canceled. I think it's been reprioritized. And then in terms of people going out and getting dust off of the secondary market and being concerned, one of the reasons that we asked for the secondary markets to be shut down after Terra collapsed is because we weren't sure what we'd be able to deliver, the order that we would be able to deliver it. So a big part of that, again, is just the importance for transparency from Lavana's side. So I think that I wouldn't be, if your goal is to be able to still add dust to your dragon, I wouldn't be concerned about that. If you were really excited to participate in genetic modification prior to hatching, so then no, I don't think that that's something that that we have the resources to deliver on in today's environment.
So with that, we'll move to question number 7. And remember, everyone, if you have any questions on this, feel free to drop it in the Discord or come up once we're done. So here's one, and I'm going to read it with some emphasis. I am tired of hearing people say that we are not a project that shills. Shilling is dishonest, and it's not the same thing as advertising. We need to advertise if we want to grow our community. Are there plans for advertising?
So there's currently no budget for paid advertising. It's also very, very challenging and noisy to advertise NFTs. Also, the promoter advertisement ecosystem, like where you pay a YouTuber to talk about you, or you pay a celebrity to endorse the project. So we have no immediate plans to perform actions like that. We're focused on community building, on outreach, on AMAs like this, on content on social media. And if community members have ideas as to how we can improve our marketing, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Thank you. I'm going to answer this question So how much runway is left in the treasury?
So it's
roughly
about
7 million, Jonathan, if you want.
Yeah, so I'd say it's not, I think runway is much more important to discuss in terms of time. So we've, right now we have about 19 months of runway, but it's a bit tricky because in order to be able to execute on everything that we want to do, we will need additional resources. So right now, we're feeling some of the pain, especially around, the technical work of the migration process. But just given the people that are working full time contributing to the project, it's roughly 19 months.
And if I'm fired, it'll be 19 months in 1 week. So we can always buy that
action. Yeah, it's all right. Jacob, I think you and I would get cut around the same time. So hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, number 9. How much Luna is locked up from the airdrop?
I believe around 20,000 Luna. I'll double check that, but it's around 20,000 Luna, so that makes it around, 40,000 $40,000 equivalent. So that will be unlocked. I forget the exact unlock on Terra 2, but just shooting from the hip, I think it was like a 2-year unlock. So it doesn't really play much of a role in terms of practically impacting the roadmap.
Okay. I like the pace of our progress. We're up to number 10. How long after perps have launched will it take to finish the main Livana game that most people are here for?
So we don't have an estimate. You know, that's something that is an ongoing conversation around the scope. So as I mentioned before, like talking to other teams that are currently building games will continue to be very helpful because everybody has been adjusting their scope and their budget. So being able to figure out ways that other people have found to succeed, to continue to build in these constrained environments will play a pivotal role in determining when we would be able to start that project and how long that would take. You know, there's many factors that play a role in the creation of a large game, and there's too many unknowns at this point.
Right. And we did touch on that earlier. Number 11, which is, will the addition of SL, Spirit Level, Direct Dragons, and future Meteor Showers dilute the LVN token allocation for current SL holders?
So I don't, so the answer is that we, you know, the mechanics of any future token airdrop haven't been decided. So it's really, there's so many questions and, you know, we just saw Loop published their restructuring of their token allocation and how it's going to be distributed. So I would say that until we address the sentiment of the Juno community and we outline and publish our, like a 6-month roadmap, or just a more detailed roadmap that includes in it a token generation event, it's too early to be able to comment on how the, and not just Wrecked Dragons, but also how the faction wars, how interaction with GameFi experiences on Terra, how the Dragon Wallet and migration happened, how potential grants from either Osmosis or from Juno would play a role, and what type of commitments that would have. And then obviously, if we are successful with additional funding in regards to bringing on new supporters, specifically within the GameFi space, all of those factors would play a significant role in the distribution of LVN tokens and airdrops in any future token generation event. So there's not really enough information to be able to make an informed decision today.
And now we have the final question, number 12, actually ties into Nicholas's question in the Discord, that's why I'll bring it both up. But his question is there any way to set up a small community like investment round to help the game part? And then question 12 is, assuming the meteor showers were the big crowdfunding idea and the origin of the Dust, Eggs, Lore games that hooked the community, will Livana repeat the strategy?
So we launched the meteor shower at the height of the NFT market, and we saw a lot of positive feedback. You know, everybody was everybody was like crypto rich at that time period, and that had, let's say, you know, tokens burning a hole in their pockets. So it was easy for people to be able to help contribute. I think that the community is still licking their wounds. I know that that we are, and so it is. It's entirely based on market sentiment and community sentiment about launching another meteor shower or launching something similar, doing a land distribution, which we had planned. I think it was scheduled for like the end of this summer. You know, we had wanted to to launch land, which would be used in the first iteration of a larger scale game. So we're very excited to explore with the Juno community if there's interest in participating in something like a meteor shower. I think that without support and without community support, it doesn't make much sense. But with community support, it makes a lot of sense.
Wow. And with that, we did 12 questions in under 30 minutes. I think this is a new Livana record. Everyone, if we can get a round of applause in the audience, claps, high fives, we can now open up to questions from the audience. Thanks, everyone. We can start with my favorite Cosmos cat, Grits.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good. Just got out of the Atlas DAO spaces. Very busy.
Cool. So, yeah, happy to answer any of your questions.
Yeah, I was like looking over your white paper or light paper. I haven't gotten all the way through it yet, but I was just wondering if you guys are still partnering, doing that some stuff with Mars Protocol since they're coming over here.
So in terms of the ETFs products, which used credit lines from Mars, so that project is currently put on hold because Mars is still working on their roadmap. We actually had a sync with the Mars team earlier this week. So I don't know if we can share what they shared with us. So I'm just going to skip over that. But any integration would require any integration for that particular product would require a capital market like an Aave or Compound or Mars equivalent in order to be successful, and then it would also require protocol owned liquidity. You know that we had millions of dollars worth of Luna of protocol owned liquidity, which was the seed liquidity for that product. Which then, you know, while we still have those Luna tokens, they don't have that same. They don't pack the same punch as they did a few months ago for obvious reasons. So we've deprioritized that product, and the perps and options have been the focus because they don't have the same requirements. They're self-sustaining. They just require liquidity. Actually, the perps requires liquidity providers, but not from a third-party protocol. Just participants themselves, and so that makes sense for something like a lock drop, where you would contribute liquidity and you would lock it up over a certain period of time, and then based on that, you would receive airdrops or a lock drop as what the term is described, and those are easier to bring to market, and then the options is even easier than that. Because it's order book based, so it actually doesn't require liquidity. It just requires active participants. So we've adjusted the roadmap exactly based on the concerns that you're outlining in your question.
Okay, cool.
And Grits, what do you do with Juno? I mean,
what do I do with Juno?
Yeah.
Like what for projects Cosmos. Do you? Oh, I don't really work on a specific project really yet. Well, actually, Atlas DAO got me going on their front-end development for one of their tools that they're trying to build. I just finished it last night, so he's probably going to do an unveiling of that. But I mainly moderate projects like chat rooms, like for their Discords or Telegram. I'm hired at there's just like eight places I'm moderating right now, but basically like I post in all the off topic and some of my own news channels. I do spreadsheet work, like my portfolio manager and some stuff for Spark IBC with their massive infographic, and information, hub basically they're trying to build. And I also try to keep track of the spaces, all the spaces that are happening on the Cosmos Spaces calendar. And I try to attend most of them, as you can see. And
that's great. Maybe you can help us with trying to find out if the Juno community wants to participate in
Yeah, I mainly talk to Juno validators. Like that's okay. like I'm actually trying to maybe possibly get start on my own validator set after I'm done moving, because I'm trying to get further into development and programming and stuff. So,
all right,
that's great. So actually, one of the things that we've considered is opening up a validator that could be a great way to fund game development.
Oh, I agree. It seems to be a good strategy as long as you like. Look at how well it worked out for the Orbital guys in the Evmos community. Like they had a whole project already ready for that launch of that token. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
Is there anyone else that wants to come up and ask a question? I'm also monitoring our Discord channel. Nicolista said that the question that I asked him wasn't interpreted correctly. His question was, would we be able to sell some of our community tokens as a part of fundraising? So kind of like a community-driven investment round.
So there's a lot of regulatory issues around that. And so to date, none of the projects from Delphi have had any type of public sale. And so with those types,
I actually got asked to do some news at Agoric, and it seemed to work really well for them. Like they managed to do $1 billion, with their two pre-sales.
That was for protocol liquidity, if I'm not mistaken, not operational capital. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it yet.
Yeah. So if
their project seems interesting, though. They're going to be doing like a stable coin and stuff. So
yeah. So I believe that the way that it worked there is that it wasn't actually, it wasn't actually funding to keep the lights on or to pay developers for their ramen or things like that. It was just locked in the liquidity. It was locked in their liquidity pools, which then allowed for the generation of their core product, which I believe, reflect your sentiment. Yeah, exactly.
We have Marty up here who has a question. His hand is up so like nicely. Thank you for that.
Hey, boss, how are you?
Hey, Grits rocks, man. He does so much. It's crazy. Sorry, I'm in a public space here.
Appreciate it.
So Cosmos Spaces has a second app that we'll be launching, which is an NFT app. And that's something that, Cosmos Spaces should probably discuss with Levana in terms of like making, Levana a partner. It's definitely integrating with Juno. So it might be extremely useful. So I just want to bring that up.
Oh, that's great. And if there's anybody from Cosmos Spaces listening, or if you know of anybody there that we in particular that we should be speaking to, our DMs are open. Anybody who reaches out, it'll get positioned to the right person within Levana to speak to them.
So I think you actually have three people on this basis, with Cosmos Spaces, starting with Gaines, moving on to the cat and me. So,
Oh, there we go. So let's take the conversation. I doubt I'm the right address for that, but I'll make sure that you get connected to the right address.
Okay. Keep up the good work. Definitely loved it on Terra. Cried for a week or a month, and then looking to see the resurrection. Thanks, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
I appreciate you guys coming over also, but I got to dip out.
Take care.
Get to work.
Yep.
Bye, friend. Awesome. That was cool. Peace. Okay, so, geez. We do have another question from Zerillion, my fellow council fan. What drives value to Levana right now? The option and perks platform, which are different L1s, is everything somehow accruing value to yet to be released for the LVN token? Yeah, I'm trying to actually. My bad. By the way, anyone who's on this channel, how you can really help us in the short term, sort immediate term, is to share the questionnaire with the Juno community. We want is there's 30,000 people in the Juno community Discord. There isn't a reason we shouldn't have 5,000-10,000 fill out this form. And I think that, so anything you can do to share that and make sure that your Juno friends see it and fill it out, that would be a huge help.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that of the 30,000 people in Juno, each of them has, at least three wallets. So if they're showing interest that they want to get a talisman airdrops, then that means like, if we had a good turnout there, we'd have somewhere between 50,000, plus wallet addresses. So we'll see if over the weekend we actually achieve numbers in that order of magnitude.
And for all of those wondering, if we do have this Faction Wars 2, you should join the council. We're the best and mightiest faction.
Your true colors. I remember Jacob when you left the council to join the Terrans to work with them at McDonald's.
Well, we all became Terrans.
Yeah,
we all became Terrans after the crash. Yeah.
So okay, what do we have another?
But this question? Is part of the resurrection.
Yep.
I'm looking at the Discord. Okay, this is again from Nicholas. So if it's not possible to directly sell tokens, would it be effective to organize a meteor shower defining the amount of tokens to distribute to the community and the max amount in circulation of SL? That would lead people to donate a fair amount of money, even in a bear market. So I think what he's asking for is a clear picture of the max amount of SL that would be in circulation, so that people can calculate the value of donations if we were to have a meteor shower.
So that's that. Is there potential for that? Yes, I think that that a lot of details would have to be worked out, and it also would be very important that it's done in a way that that all of our existing backers are comfortable with, and legal is comfortable with, and it respects our current community. So it's there's potential for that. But also at the same time, there's a lot of moving pieces. So we would need to, effectively designing it.
Got it. And I think we'll go for like 5 more minutes and then wrap it up unless any new questions come in. Geeky Bitcoin said, where is the form? Geeky Bitcoin, if you look up on the message, someone dropped it in there, but I'll just look up like 5 chats in front of you, and there's the it's in a Twitter link. Premier John, my favorite Englishman, even though he's a Guardian, if there was a significant funding event adding a lot of new SL, would the LVN allocation to the NFT holders increase accordingly?
So without again, I think that's just a reiteration of a previous topic that we spoke about. That it is the airdrop allocation to GameFi participants is a multifaceted. We have a long-term plan that we're confident on. It's nearly impossible to answer a question like that, and so all I can say is that we would be communicative as to how the how participating in games that we build would interact with any future token generation event, that we'd have to get there in terms of product planning before we could commit to anything.
Okay. Now if we don't get any more questions, we'll cut it now. And part of the reason for doing that is so that people who come in and listen to the recording will be less intimidating. So I think the smaller and tighter we keep it, the less intimidating will be for those who want to listen afterwards. I do see some typing in the chat, so I'll just let them finish their saying. But otherwise, we do have a requested speaker, Rusty.
Hey, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
How's it going?
Yes. Great. Sorry, I'm in the tunnels below downtown Houston. Hey, just wanted to say we're really super excited about this project and glad to see y'all over here. Loved y'all over on Terra. But I wanted to invite y'all, if y'all are ever looking for any additional exposure, we have a weekly show. I'm the co-founder of Knots NFT and NFTs over here in Cosmos. But we'd love to have y'all on sometime.
Well, we would love to be on. That sounds great. I think if you can DM me on Twitter, I can help set that up.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fantastic. I think people would be super stoked to have y'all on and learn more about the great things you're doing. And real quick, just give a shout out to Bees Irish. I think she might be the number one fan of the Lavana Dragon. So really love her. And that's all I got. I'll shoot you a message, Jacob. I appreciate your time and good luck with everything.
Yes, sir. And of course, yes, a shout out to Bees Irish, our mega mod, even though we tend to fight quite a lot. We have another speaker here, Yopster. What's up, Yopster?
Hello, thanks for having me up. I just wanted to make a comment. When I heard you guys say that you had a good talk with the Passage folks, that perked my ears up, and all of a sudden I was more interested in your project, to be honest. I was just a passing through listener, just another Terra project coming over into my Juno community. But if you're going to come into our community and actually partner up with some of our people that have been here building for a while, solid teams like Passage, I'm much more interested in supporting you now that I heard that you guys are working with them. So if I could try to squeeze out a little bit more from you about that, what that partnership might look like, potential partnership.
Well, it's too early, because it's just the beginning of conversations. You know, I met Lex maybe 6 months ago, and we've had a few phone calls or Zooms since then. He's a very talented guy, shares a lot of the same values and life views that I do, and so there was a lot of chemistry there. And in terms of Passage their NFT set and their vision around GameFi and NFTs, there's a lot of synergy. So it could be, for example, creating a Passage environment that's branded with Lavana. It could be creating a shared game experience, which I think would be more difficult because they're both narrative-driven games, or they're both narrative-driven worlds. You know, Lavana takes place on Mars in the future. Strange Clan, is I guess it's in its own world, not necessarily our universe, and it's these displaced critters. And so right now what we're exploring is less focused on merging games, but more focused on sharing resources or collaborating in terms of how to bring a unique experience to market.
Sure. Yeah. I wouldn't have assumed that you'd be sharing the same metaverse world, but maybe because they're a world builder of sorts. So yeah.
Yep.
I appreciate you expanding on that.
Yep. No worries.
It would be fun to see Strange Clan riding dragons in Juno. I can vote for that.
Yeah. Well, interested in the lore. We're also interested in incorporating Juno itself is rich in lore. You know, Juno was a Roman goddess. She was responsible for community and for protection. And so there's a lot of cool ideas just even in the mythology associated to Juno that I really think hasn't been explored to date, or at least I haven't seen it explored within a project building on Juno. And that's something fun that I think that we would like to see developed further and to participate in.
Can you share one more time, because I might have missed it, where to find that Google Docs form to submit for the potential airdrop?
So
you have an address collection Google form?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not going to read out the URL because that would be nonsensical, but it was posted and I think pinned in the Juno Discord.
Let me see if I can find Juno Discord updates channel, but it's also on our Twitter account if you want to check there. And then what you'll get when you get airdropped is four talismans, which are four different factions. Council, of course, is the best faction. I'm not being biased at all. But then there's the Free Martians, Guardians, and Terrans. So luck of the draw, depending what you get. If the faction doesn't speak to you, like if you don't like being like an evil one percenter that tries to control everyone, like a councilman, then you might want to trade it or sell it on the open market.
But I'm seeing here, if you're on the Juno Discord, if you go to general and then you type and you tap on the pinned messages, you'll see a post was made about 2 hours ago. And I see that we've already doubled the responses. So there's a lot of enthusiasm, you know, in terms of people responding here. So it'll be interesting to see how this, what feedback that we get from the community.
But you said there's also a tweet from the main Levana protocol account. I'm not seeing it. I've been scrolling through. Maybe if you find it, could you post it, pin it to the nest? And I think as a general rule of like protocol for Twitter spaces, it's really helpful. I find that if when you're hosting and you're referring to something like that, you might want to just go ahead and throw it up in the nest. That way people that are interested like me that pop in and never even heard of it, followed you and joined your Discord just now, like a few minutes ago. I was still searching around and couldn't find it, but you just mentioned it's in the Juno Discord. Okay, I can find it now. But you might have missed a couple people if it was in the Twitter nest here, then you might have caught a few extra people. Just a helpful note.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's great. The little box you can scroll through in the nest there. Maybe we can throw that up there so it's in the recording. I don't know if it works.
If you go to the tweet, if you haven't pinned a tweet before like that into a nest, you have to go find the tweet that you're wanting to pin. And then since you're live in a Twitter space right now, it'll give you a different option that you would not have seen if you weren't live. So if you click on the little three boxes and it'll pull up and you'll see additional share option to share into the space, and then it'll show up in this space live right above all these speakers. And since you've recorded it, then it'll be permanently there for anyone going back through and listening to this space later. They can easily find that link that you were talking about.
See, look at that. We're learning something already from the Passage community. And let's see if we can get that done. Daniel, if you're listening, if you can make that happen, I'm like on my phone. But if there's in the interim, if there are any other questions, anyone who wants to come up, otherwise we'll close it for now. Okay. So, I think that will be the end of this weekly AMA. Thank you all for joining. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for hitting it out of the park, for all our guest speakers. Please remember to share and fill out that form. This can dictate the future of Mars. This is very important for all of us.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. All right.
Thank you.
We'll speak soon. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Levana AMA, Marketing in a Bear Market, recorded on Thursday, July 14th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin, I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading.
cheating. I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I don't believe it. It's the season of reason. Y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning. That shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.